With the end of the school year rapidly approaching, your schedule's going to change. Life gets a little crazy. Feel free to catch up on anything that you miss with the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast. It's free and easy to download.
Plus, you'll get the After the Show podcast there as well. That's so two right. Every day.
Subscribe so you get it every day.
This month is proving to be very special at our house, Murph, I feel like. And I don't know if it's the same for you, Sam, but with our youngest, Phoebe, graduating, and then you've got your twins, Sam,
Maddie and Parker, yeah,
also graduating high school. It's kind of like, and we've been through this before with Taylor, our oldest, when she graduated high school, although she graduated in 2020 when everything was shut down and her graduation was very different.
It the was world was upside down for
socially
her.
Distanced, all that. The whole month is like a celebration, and I want it to be a celebration for her the whole month. I put the sign in the yard that she got from the class of 2023 from the school. I proudly display that thing. I did it when Taylor graduated, too. It's like, yeah. Even though the bridge is out on our street and only our neighbors are going to see it, it's Murphy.
Yeah.
People turning around
another
in our driveway.
A little setback for one of our kids.
Life is full of setbacks. Yes. They need to get used to it, right? But it's so sweet because Phoebe's last day of school was Friday. Cinco de Mayo was Friday last week. And we were talking about it last night and she said, I said, look at you enjoying this week, not having to go to school. And she says, yeah. She said, you know, when you have a birthday and people say, do you feel different? She said, I never do. I never feel different on my birthday. It's just another day. She said, but when that bell rang, she said the last bell on her last day of high school, she said she felt different.
Wow.
She felt a freedom. And she was like, because she knew she's not going to have to go back for a class, for a test, nothing.
Mm-hmm. I remember that feeling very well.
I don't remember.
Yeah, me either.
A lot of weird stuff going on in my life at that time, but she said that. And so we're going to make it a celebration all month long. We have a couple more weeks until she actually walks and graduates and gets all of that. And then we're going to have a little family party, but I think it should be. Those diplomas are hard earned.
Well, think about that. You spent your entire life to this point, to your memory, in school constantly. You know what I mean? Of course, she's going to go to college now, but still,
she is. But it's
that regimen, right? That you've it's that.
It's the end of an era. It is.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Coming up next, though, Nurses Week, and you can shout out to the nurse who saved you or saved your life or the day. 877-310-4MSJ. Jeremy, you are next. It's Nurses Week, so we're giving you the floor to do a shout out for a nurse who changed the day for you or changed your life. 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Jeremy?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. You know, my mom, she's a retired nurse, and just want to share a story.
Yes.
I'm retired military myself, and I remember, I mean, she had a dream job. I mean, not all nurses start out that way, of course, but at the end of the last half of her career, she worked. I grew up in Peoria, Illinois. Mm-hmm. She worked in cardiopulmonary rehab, very fulfilling job, helping patients recover from all types of cardiac things, whether it's heart attack, stroke, and related things. Mm-hmm. And so the Methodist Medical Center in Peoria, they set the standard for cardiopulmonary rehab. They have an entire, but you know how big hospitals are.
Yes.
The entire basement facility was dedicated to this: Olympic-sized pool, aerobic room, weight room. I mean, you name it, it was there. Just an insane facility. And I would go, I would come off of, you know, leave in the military, you know, and I would go there and work out with these patients. And it was just a wonderful environment.
Yeah.
And just, you know, she loved that job. It was just so amazing, you know, to help these people to rebuild their life, not just physically, but emotionally and everything. And they had counselors and all kinds. It was phenomenal.
I'm sure it's the whole thing.
And so, it was a family style environment.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just about the job. It was about developing those relationships and stuff like that as well. Beyond.
Cool. How long was your mom a nurse?
30 plus years. I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly the amount of years. They're retired now.
But you can't take the nurse out of her, right? Is she still kind of nurse-like? You can't take that out.
Oh, yeah. No. They live a dream life. They've got like little Nubian goats that she loves to take care of, and there's little babies. And anyway, and so the nurse comes out, whether it's human beings or other animals, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
she of loves course it does. That kind of stuff. I love,
and they
it.
Just love it.
Yeah, that's a great story, Jeremy. Thank you.
Proof again that nurses don't just take care of the physical. It's also the mental, mm-hmm. the emotional. All right, it's Nurses Week, and we like to hear from you.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
There is a documentary coming to Apple TV this month, and we've heard a lot about it. Still a Michael J. Fox movie where he's opened up about all of the things he's dealt with all these years, 30 years. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's in when he was 29 years old. It was like 1991.
Wow.
And he's lived
that
with it.
That was in his prime,
it,
too.
It was. And that's what's unbelievable. If you watch this documentary, you're going to learn about Parkinson's in a way from a person who's been living with it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also, it's like, you feel like you know him.
Yeah.
So it's personal too.
Right.
Here's one of the takeaways from recent. Oh my goodness. He told an interviewer recently that during that time, right before he met and married his wife, he's been with forever. He was in his prime and he was dating whoever he wanted to in Hollywood. He dated Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles.
Oh.
But he doesn't remember it. Parkinson's took that from him. Can you believe that? He looks back at pictures. He's like, oh, yeah, I dated her. I remember none of it. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Apparently, it also affects his short-term. It's long-term memory loss, but short-term, too. Like, that's why he's not worked in years, because he's looking at scripts, and he needs to get on the set, and he can't remember it.
And what has he forgotten about his marriage to Tracy?
His family.
You know, his family.
It's called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie on Apple TV, May the 12th.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Find out who snubbed Jody at the house this weekend. I think I know why Jody's excited in a couple of weeks. Family get together to celebrate our youngest daughter Phoebe's graduation, other than the fact that it's
I'm
celebration.
I'm excited to celebrate her.
But you also, you know, you've not had any occasion to use your extremely long charcuterie board.
Well, it's a round cake stand.
Oh, the cake stand, too. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about your, because I tripped on your charcuterie board the other day. It's
I'm
a big
sorry.
Piece of wood, you know?
It
so
is.
That's
wow.
why.
Did you kick it over?
Well, I accidentally, you know, I mean,
okay.
it missed one of the dogs by 2 inches, but yes.
Isn't this beautiful? Murphy calls it a big piece of wood.
But that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot you bought that big metal
round cake
thing.
Stand.
Big
it's
piece of metal.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to put desserts on it, I think, for Phoebe's party. Of course, I haven't decided yet. Anyway, I learned a weird little lesson about it the other day.
What?
Okay, so when the girls were little and they would have friends stay over and sleep over and spend the night and all of that, I would always get up and have breakfast ready for everybody. Mm-hmm. I've always done that. Mm-hmm. And then when food boards became hot and I started doing all that, and that was the best and easy. I would put my long big stick of wood out on the counter, and I would do this early before any of those girls woke up, and I would do cheese and grapes and croissants and things like that, and just breakfast items.
Sure. A continental breakfast.
Thanks. And I would cover it, and then I would go sit down and mind my own business. It's the weekend, I'm having my coffee, all that. It was so fabulous. And then I'd hear them wake up. Phoebe would be like, oh, Mom, thanks. And all the girls would gather around that board in the kitchen, and I could hear them talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, they would talk about the night before and talk about boys and talk about school and teachers and all of that. And I was just like, it was such a good solution. So the other night, you know, Phoebe's already home. I mean, not going to school right now. So some of the girls spent the night. I got up. I made a continental food board. Three things. Croissant, cheese, and grapes.
Oh, this is the one that they didn't touch.
Yeah. That's never happened to me before. They didn't touch it.
I think times are changing. I think it was just that they were ready to get up and go that morning. I'm sure it wasn't about
And if
that.
You keep doing the same thing, maybe they just wanted you to up the game, you know?
It's true. Maybe they want donuts and...
Oh, it's grapes again.
Time to bring back chocolate chip croissants.
There you go.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, late Sunday night, really early into yesterday morning, NASA launched some satellites, little ones, that will study hurricanes and hopefully help them better forecast these big, devastating storms.
Oh, that
Isn't
would
that
be
cool?
Nice. Yeah.
Made to track them with hour-by-hour capabilities of tracking. And apparently, these satellites were like 12 pounds each and about the size of a loaf of bread. So maybe hurricane season is right around the corner. Number two, time to check your medicine cabinet. COVID tests are being recalled with some of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
Because they had some contamination, some bacteria, and that's the last thing you want to put in your nose.
Oh.
It was the Pilot brand. They were at-home test kits sold at CVS. If you've got them, the FDA says get rid of them. They were in a white, blue, and pink box.
All right.
And number three, it's almost summer vacation time, travel time, and the good news is gas prices continue to drop. Okay, 80 cents less than last year. And it's dropping every week. And expect the streets and the roads, highways.
I wonder if by Memorial Day it'll go up a little. Because you know how right before the holidays it goes up, just it shoots up. And
don't say it. Because more Americans were all traveling this year, and more are driving than flying.
Three things for you to know today.
If you're on a dating app, here are the deal breakers, meaning someone sees your picture and they swipe left instead because something on your profile right away was like,
He's too good looking. I could never get him.
So that's what happens if you don't.
Okay, Sam.
If you don't like what you see or don't want or not interested, you swipe left.
I'm saying swipe left.
If you want to save, you swipe to the right. Is that how it works?
I think that's it. Right, Sam?
I don't remember.
That's the whole thing.
You're swipe the only
right.
swiper in the room.
Yeah, but I haven't done that. I haven't swiped in what, 5, 8 years?
Do you keep those apps on your phone? I know you're in a not dating place right now.
No.
So you don't even keep the apps up.
No. I mean, I don't think my accounts would even work anymore.
Oh.
What?
Sure they would.
Especially if you kept the old picture.
Been married three times and 5 kids. Swipe!
That's not true. I wouldn't lead with that, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Bury it in the fine print.
Okay, there's been a study done of the top dating app deal breakers. What's on your profile that's making people go, not even interested in swiping in whatever correct direction? Would you like to know them?
Sure.
It's really interesting. It was done by a behavioral and cognitive neuroscience grad student who loves to study the data based on this stuff. And I think that's interesting. I think that's funny. Would you like to know what men are, you know, backing out? It's a deal breaker for them or women first?
Just go for the guys.
Yeah.
Okay. For men, women who lead off their laundry list of things they don't want in a mate, but are not specific and don't articulate what they do want.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of that?
I don't know, but that sounds like a general business thing.
It does.
You know, I mean, you don't lead with all the negative stuff.
Sure. Maybe they've been burned.
Yeah, and I would think that would be a turnoff for women, too.
I think
same
so, too.
Thing, right?
Yeah. But I guess men are not doing that as much. Men make different mistakes. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
For men, they don't like it when women list height requirements as a, you know, specifics. But
I know women. There are women who have specific heights in mind.
I have a very close girlfriend who is a very tall girl, and she probably would never write it, but in her heart and mind, she wants a tall guy.
Usually when you see that, it's, I want a tall person. Usually don't see women saying, I prefer somebody under 5 feet tall.
But what if the perfect shorter person comes along? You know what I mean? It makes for a great hug.
The other thing for men that they don't... Okay. The other thing for men that they don't enjoy, just so you know, ladies, is excessive makeup. Men don't like it. We'll do what the deal breakers are for women coming up. Dating app deal breakers. We covered what are deal breakers for men. So now on to the ladies. Sam, listen up. This is what you want to know.
You did leave out one for the guys.
Okay.
What? Crazy eyes.
What if you spot? What does that mean?
That's a bit subjective, isn't it?
It is subjective. But if you see crazy eyes, you swipe.
Well, let me say this: if you
and it's hard to distinguish crazy eyes.
If you've ever dealt with something that makes you see the world through a certain filter, and you see that,
yeah,
That's
you swipe away.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
If you trust your
you
gut
have to have
what
experience
you see.
To see it.
Okay. Then yeah. I understand that.
Well yeah. stated. That's just a red flag for Sam. Crazy eyes.
Yeah. So how many relationships have you had with crazy
So what did you say, Jody? What is the
women's top the top deal breaker, I'm gonna save it because it's a majority of women, and I love it that they did this. But so poor grammar is a deal breaker for women on dating sites. Check it.
Huh.
Because
ain't a problem for me.
Poor grammar. Also, put your shirt on, guys.
Going back to the grammar thing, to me,
it's both ways.
That's very important, though.
It is.
I mean, if you lay it out there, that's just like in business, not rereading or proofing.
Well, until somebody knows your sense of humor or things like that, it's too casual probably for a dating site.
Or just makes it seem like you don't know
care.
Any better.
I want to go back to the shirt thing.
A lot of men.
Who does that?
Men apparently a lot. I think men miss the mark on, you know, what women really find attractive or are looking for.
Yeah.
And so, yes, if she is falling in love with you and wants that sort of relationship, she wants to see you without your shirt eventually, but not on the dating profile.
Right.
Not right away.
Right.
And a lot of men are like, look at me. And they put it out there. And it's like.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so put your shirt on. Don't do gym selfies either for your profile picture.
Or anytime.
The one that overwhelmingly women say they do not, they say no to men who show any sort of, their profile has anything violent or sexual or bigoted, like any content like that.
Yeah.
They're out no
Let
matter
you
what
there.
You look like.
You would think that's common sense, but yes, you're
apparently
right.
In the dating app world, it is not.
Coming up next,
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Two very famously single, famous people who would be a huge power couple. We don't know if they are yet, though, were spotted on Sunday together.
Where?
At the Formula One Grand Prix race in Miami, and that's Tom Cruise and Shakira.
Oh, that's an odd combo.
It is, and she's newly single. You know that? She was with the same guy forever. She was on tour. She was busy. She came back to find him, like, cheating on her in her house. They were escorted by track security to a private hospitality suite as the drivers were being introduced, and one of the singer's sons, one of Shakira's sons, was also there. So, my goodness, they could just be friends. They could be working on something together. Who knows?
You never hear about Tom dating, do you?
He's too busy jumping off of cliffs and flying F-14s or whatever. Okay, there's Britney Spears news. The autobiography that was supposed to be in February and then got pushed back, it's a strong worded tell-all, apparently. Now there's a legal document, legal letters that have been sent to the publisher from some A-listers across Hollywood who don't want. We're talking about a tell-all about everybody she's ever been in contact with. Justin Timberlake, Madonna, you name it. Nobody's saying that's who sent the letters.
Right, but somebody big did.
A lot of people don't want this book to come out because Britney, when she tells all, she might tell too much, right?
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Want to hear from you coming up next. All your shout-outs for Nurses Week this week.
Join us anytime. So many ways to do that. 877-310-4MSJ. If you don't get us, you can leave us a message and we check them all.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hey, a nurse has saved my bacon. I was working as a paramedic and preparing for a bodybuilding contest, and I passed out in the emergency room trying to help the doctor, and the nurse gave up her lunch for me so that I could have something to eat and got me off the floor before the next ambulance came in and the guys were laughing at me. So that was the nurse that saved my bacon.
All part of Nurses Week. Yeah. Saved my bacon.
Saved
That's
my
a
butt.
Thing.
Saved my, just save me.
My behind. Yeah.
I've never heard save my bacon. I like it.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm going to start using that one.
Okay.
Man, a nurse giving up her lunch is sweet. That is a nurse saving the day. All part of Nurses Week. You can keep those coming. Also from our Facebook and Instagram pages, we had said that Monday and Tuesday were the best days for thrifting. the best days to hit thrift shops.
Yeah.
Shirley says, yes, I work at a thrift store, and yes, Tuesday and Monday afternoon are the best days.
That's because everything came in, donated over the weekend.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Right, but not a lot of people think to shop there on those days, right. Or, you know, they don't. Now they might. I might now. Debbie says, I was out thrifting today and I saw a Red Lobster glass and immediately thought of Jody and Murphy in their vase. I just had to buy it. Oh, Debbie bought it. Ooh. You know what? I cleaned out from underneath the sink the other day in the kitchen. You'll find it very neat in there now, Murph. And under there is where I keep the vases, and I put the Red Lobster glass under there.
Well, good.
We'll use it as
it has a great purpose now, and it's not going anywhere. I'm happy.
Can I turn the words Red Lobster around?
Yes, of course.
When we use it? Lynn says, also from our Facebook page, my husband found a jewelry box at Goodwill for $5. Hmm. Inside, in the back of a drawer, was a pair of diamond stud earrings.
Wow.
Took them to a jeweler to see if they were real. They were valued at $150.
Sweet.
Oh, so cool.
That's the kind of stuff you want to find at a thrift store.
Yeah. Right? All right, keep it coming. We'd like to hear from you also on Facebook and Instagram.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, maybe you saw this story trending yesterday. Let's get specific with it for you. The White House wants airlines to pay you to pay passengers when flights are delayed.
I'm kind of glad at this, that they're going to hold them more accountable if this all makes it through.
Well, compensated for stuff that the airline can control. You can't be compensated because if they have to delay you for weather.
Right.
But if it's computer glitches or staff shortages, mechanical mess ups even, you know, they're saying they're going to have to pay passengers.
Yeah, you need more than a voucher for a sandwich.
Could be a year or two before these rules kick in because that's how things move
in Washington.
Number two. Have you heard about the tomato shortage, the potential for it? The weather affects everything.
No.
All the flooding in California made some tomato fields way too soggy to grow anything. So this summer, where are you going to see it? Pizza sauce? Ketchup? Those kind of shortages. It's also a lettuce shortage, but nobody's really upset about that yet.
Man, those are all the major food groups.
For you, maybe.
Yeah.
And number three, do you know about Netflix secret codes?
No.
Maybe it's not so secret, but if you didn't know, if you go to the Netflix website, you can unlock genres for your account, like action with a side of romance, 90-minute comedies. But you have to go on their website to unlock it. Things that are not going to be on your normal.
It's complicated enough as it is.
Going on a website?
No, Netflix. Figuring out where everything is.
If you think so.
Mm-hmm.
Three things to know today. It's Nurses Week, so inviting you to join us and tell us about the nurse who saved the day for you, maybe saved your life. 877-310-4MSJ. Everybody has a story. Murphy's got a really good one. Big one.
Probably the biggest one of my life.
Mm-hmm. So far.
Back to 1999, actually, when type 1 diabetes crept up on me all of a sudden. You see, type 1 is not something you can cause to happen. It's not about diet or this, that, and the other. It's all genetics. And there's a little trigger that happens. One day, you're not diabetic. The next day, you are. And
did it take you a while at the start to accept that?
Yes.
As you kept thinking, what did I do? What did I do?
It took him years to accept it.
Mad about not being able to change it because it's not, you know, you manage it, but you can't get rid of it.
Your body is not producing insulin anymore, and we all have to have insulin to live.
Correct. And so Deborah Pete was my very first nurse, and she was really important because not only did she walk me through how to absolutely take care of myself, they wouldn't put me on the insulin pump at first because they want you to learn how to do shots and measure and this. They want you to respect the fact that insulin can be a really dangerous thing if it's not used right. But in my head, the one thing that I did not want to do was give myself a shot. I could not bring myself to give myself a shot. And
there's always that first shot.
Yeah, and Jody was there with me, actually. You and I were very early in our relationship, and you were there, and I just broke down and cried, honestly. And she said, it's okay, take your time. You're going to have to give yourself a shot, though. This isn't going to go away. You're going to need to do that before you leave the office.
Jody said that or the nurse?
The nurse.
The nurse said that.
I'm making sure. He said you were there.
Yeah, right.
That sounds like comforting words that could have come from you.
I don't remember what words I said, but it was more important than what she said.
Yeah.
I'm sure I said, you can do it.
Yeah, you did. You were very encouraging. But, you know, but she did. If I hadn't learned what I learned in that 1 hour that day, I don't think I would have been set up for success for tight management of type 1 diabetes like I have today, 23, 24 years later. So, yes.
She's probably helped a lot of people with their first shot.
Absolutely has. And look, I've had a lot of different nurses, Susan Holden and others over the years, who've been there, you know, for me. But Deborah was the first.
Yeah.
So shout out.
Coming up next,
Sam has music news.
Got all the inside info and deets on Taylor's version of Speak Now.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
We found out over the weekend when Taylor Swift took the Eras Tour to Nashville that she is getting ready to release the Taylor's version of Speak Now. Don't say yes, run away now. It is going to be coming out July 7th, which when she made the announcement said it's just in time for July the 9th. If you know, you know. Which
there's a song
on that album called Last Kiss, which has a July 9th line in it.
That's a great song. Oh,
okay.
So it was I love that song.
Inside Taylor thing. By the way, do you know a lot of the city was lit up purple for that announcement? I caught a TikTok of some girls going to the show, walking across that pedestrian bridge, and they're like, look up on the lights before the show.
Sure.
They have purple Speak Now things. I bet there's an announcement today.
And there was.
Yeah, everything
That's
got
so
lit
crazy.
Up.
In the whole line of Taylor Swift albums, Speak Now. This is from a mom who listened to all of it in the car for years. The first albums were country-ish. Speak Now had country still, but a pop-ish. And then the next albums were pop. It's a transitional.
Speak Now is the first one that she wrote completely by herself between 18 and 20 years old. She said that because she was getting criticism at the time of, yeah, well, other people are writing it. And she so she said, I wrote the whole album myself. Cool. The new one, the new version, you're going to get six extra songs on it that she's pulling from the vault.
Okay.
And by the way, if you want to order Murphy the purple vinyl version, you can pre-order that now.
That's cool.
Phoebe would like that.
Moving over to Ed Sheeran. He is going to be on Apple Music this week. Bad habits lead to late nights. It's the Apple Music Live series. They had season one last year, which Harry Styles debuted his new album on. So they're back this year. May 10th, this Wednesday, is when they're going to debut it. He's going to do his whole Subtract album with a 12-piece band. Not the usual Ed, you know, by himself. And for the first time ever, you'll actually be able to watch what's being streamed audio on Apple TV Plus.
Wow.
So it's not just a listen to it thing. You can now actually watch it on Apple TV Plus.
That's cool.
He's everywhere right now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's
everywhere.
On Disney Plus everywhere right now.
And in case you missed the coronation,
bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
I know, you missed it and you want to get it all. Well, 4 hours is now streaming. They had 192 microphones in Westminster Abbey. 7 miles of cable. They got it all down. First time ever you can go back and stream the entire coronation.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, the CD is going to be out May 15th.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Got some Matthew McConaughey news.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, he has signed on to star in a crime thriller called The Rivals of Amzia King.
It's not called True Detective?
No.
Bummer.
I want him to do that again. Make it a movie.
Yeah.
Put it on the big screen. I just want him to be that person again. Although he looked like he needed a bath.
Well, we got a new one that's coming. That's good anyway.
Jodie Foster. You're correct. Yeah. Okay, so Matthew McConaughey signed on to do this. No plot details yet. But apparently it's a, sounds like him, deeply atmospheric, character-focused crime thriller set in the backdrop of remote Oklahoma. Moving on, though, Kevin Costner news. His wife of 18 years, who filed for divorce like 2 weeks ago.
She wants the ranch too, right?
Making his head spin like it was a surprise to him. The word is now she did it because he's a workaholic and he's never around. He's never available. And that's just not what she signed up for. That's the problem that Yellowstone had with him. He's never around because he's busy working on this project. Horizon. It's an epic multi-film Western, which means it's more than one movie.
Yeah.
He's in love with this project.
Yeah, he loves
Westerns. Become his life, and he's getting divorced. A little behind the scenes. Sam made Murphy's day, I think also producer Faith, by bringing in chips today for breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, last week in the food dude, you had talked about the Cuban sandwich Lay's.
Yeah, Lay's has three new flavors right now. The Cuban sandwich, the BLT, and then they have Baked Lay's Buffalo Chicken Sandwich flavor.
It's
all their
BLT.
Sandwich series.
It's Summer BLT is what they're called. I'm looking at them online.
And I swear that the BLT one was one of those that was voted on a while back.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, if you were them, wouldn't you recycle the big flavors?
Yeah.
Create demand.
This one's incredibly on point here.
Yeah, Sam brought the Cuban sandwich ones, and I, as somebody who is a huge fan of Cuban sandwiches now, I realize it's not actually a Cuban sandwich, right? But it's crazy how close it does taste to it. You know, I mean, there's some of these versions and flavors that they've had that have been good,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Not like, wow, this tastes like maybe you put some potato chips on your Cuban.
I was wondering if you put these on a Cuban.
That's what he said, yeah.
You know, like a double.
Yeah,
double Cuban.
Nice crunch.
I guess it could be, but man, it's tough to pass up a good Cuban sandwich. So, you know.
These even better than those Funyun Wavy Lays?
I'd say so. It's just a different flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Funyun Wavy. Jody, you don't want to try the Funyun Wavy Lays?
I don't want to try any chips right now. Everybody, I'm not eating potato chips right now.
Everybody knows when you've been eating Funyuns.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody likes it.
Well, since we're talking about food, how about a little food dude for you?
Always.
Oh, yes.
Kraft Heinz is now releasing a new line of mix-and-match frozen foods. They're called 425-30.
What does that mean? 425
degrees for 30 minutes.
Oh.
That name might be a little too hip for the room, if you ask me. They're called Home Bakes 425-30.
Okay.
Yeah, they're trying it.
You can throw it all in there, and it says it steams for 25 minutes and then roasts for 5 minutes.
I thought you said 30 minutes. Oh, it is 30 minutes. See, it is too hip for the room.
So you never helped Phoebe with math, huh?
Okay, stop.
And also quickly, bath bombs, Pop-Tart bath bombs, and Cocoa Puff bath bombs.
Wait.
How about that?
But you can't eat them, obviously.
No,
they just
but
smell
I mean,
like, yeah.
You know, Cocoa Puff, chocolatey bath bomb? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't need food in my tub.